Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Let's talk about milk for a second, because it wasn't long ago that we all had only one choice of what to have in our cereal and tea, and in our coffee was full-fat cow's milk, and that was it. Now cow's milk, now that comes in various forms. Full-fat, low-fat, skimmed, semi-skimmed, lactose-free, organic. And for people with dietary or allergy needs, there's the alternatives of you have your almond and you have soy and you have rice and you have coconut, inverted commas, milk. And there's even other cow's milk alternatives like goat's milk and oat milk, and there may be others that I haven't even mentioned. But are these all interchangeable? What advantages does one have over the other? And what should you consider and know before deciding what to pour in your bowl or your cup? Well, Aveen Bannon is a registered dietitian who set up and runs Dublin Nutrition Centre, and she joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, yeah.
Just on a side note, you were listening to the show and we were talking about dating in the workplace. Mm. And you told me that you met your husband, now husband.
Yeah, because he worked for my dad.
How did that go?
Well, it took a lot of trying to keep it under wraps for a long time. And then obviously people in the office knew and they were trying to kind of feed it out of him. He also worked for my brother, just to add that in as a sidebar.
And eventually, he really likes your family.
Then eventually we had to kind of come clean, and he went, well, if this doesn't work out, I suppose I just need to find a different job.
And he was willing to do that. See, it's a huge risk, isn't it?
It is
thank
a risk.
God it worked out
all
for you.
Ends well.
And thank
all
God
well.
It yeah. ended well for you, and not for a lot of people who've been texting.
No, it was risky.
It is risky. And okay, so let's get to our topic, milk. It's just funny because when you're in the coffee queue, you know, and you hear, I'll have the soya, coconut, semi, you know, lactose-free. There's so many variations.
Well, I mean, the milk alternative, I mean, I'm from the era where we got a carton of milk, you know, in school. And there was like, that was it. It wasn't even called full-fat milk. It was just milk. You know, it was regular milk. And that was kind of the only go-to. And I mean, some of the alternatives are great options for people who do have allergies or have issues with like lactose intolerance. But for some, you know, they're not necessarily, and we don't need them, but it's kind of, there's a lot of differences. People are choosing these milks based on, now 50% of them are picking a milk alternative based on the fact they think it is better for the environment. 20% perceived to be healthier, and that's the one that I kind of think about, kind of going, where is that coming from?
Okay, let's start. I want to ask you, when did the milk aisle become so big? When did this happen?
Well, like, it's interesting. If you look at oat milk. Oat milk was only developed in the 1990s in Sweden as, you know, a nut-free, lactose-free alternative for milk. So it's not even around that long. So in the noughties, it really took hold. And it was happening before COVID. During COVID, we saw a big kind of increase. And like what, in 2022, the milk alternative market was worth about 33 million. So there's a huge variance there. And I think if we kind of go back to basics, like what a milk alternative is it's a higher water content to regular milk. And then quite often they're fortified with vitamins and minerals.
Okay.
The main thing though that they're missing is iodine. And when we think of milk, we tend to think of, first of all, bones, calcium, like that's the obvious choice. Mm-hmm. But actually they don't have iodine content, whereas cow's milk would have iodine in it, which we need for cognitive health, for our thyroid function, for various reasons. And like dairy accounts for about 45% of iodine in the Irish diet.
Okay.
So there's other nutrients. So as dietitians, we don't pick based on opinion. We pick based on the nutrition, like the information that's there. So, you know, if someone's lactose intolerant, their body's not able to digest lactose. So therefore, having a milk that the lactose has already been digested in and kind of broken down is a really good option for them.
Okay. But so that's only a certain percentage.
About 4-5% of the population.
Okay. The 20% that you say do for health benefits, let's talk about them. First of all, with milk in itself, so you have the whole milk, which has all these great benefits. Mm. Can we talk about the difference between the fat-free and the semi-skimmed and the skimmed, and how different are they?
It's only really calorie and fat content. Like nutritionally, there's not a huge difference. So like the whole milk would be standardized to be about 3.5% fat. So it's not actually a very high fat food. low fat milk would be standardized between 1.5% and 1.8%. And then skimmed milk would be less than than 0.5%. But like from the rest of the factors in terms of protein and calcium and everything, B12, potassium, phosphorus, they're all pretty much the same.
Okay, so they're all the same. Yeah. Okay, but as you said yourself, cow's whole milk is low fat anyway.
It is. And sometimes it's taste preference. Like I was brought up with low fat milk in our house, so I actually drink it because I prefer the taste of it. Mm-hmm. But that's the only reason. There's no kind of other nutritional reason as far from the fact that it's taste. And then you have the perception of the fat thing, I suppose, gets us because people do tend to think, oh, it's a really high fat food. It's not. It's not something that we automatically put people on. Most dietitians would say just go for regular milk unless there's a reason not to.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a very good point. Mm. And what about kids? Would you say always opt if, providing they've no allergies, always opt for the whole?
Yeah, go for the whole cow's milk.
Because that has more nutrients.
Yeah. And then if somebody has an issue or an allergy issue or they're following a vegan diet and they don't want to go down the animal road, you can go soya milk would probably be the most nutritionally similar.
What is soya milk? I know this sounds like a really stupid question. What is
probably
it?
Not. It's like soybeans basically made with refined water. So again, it's like they're kind of broken down, kind of the soybean and diluted with water, and then most will have the calcium, B12, potassium, all the vitamins added into it. But the one difference is they don't have the iodine. So you need to then look at other kind of choices. Whereas then if you go to, say, your almond or your rice milk, coconut milk, oat milk, all of those other milks, the main thing there is they don't have protein in them. They're really low in protein. So if you're making your porridge, for example, on oat milk or almond milk, you need to think of another protein source to add into your breakfast because you're missing it from your regular, either your cow's milk or your soya milk.
Okay. What are the advantages and disadvantages of rice and coconut milk that people tend to go for?
Rice milk, it's funny, rice milk, that's when I was in college, that was the one alternative that was kind of, there was like soya milk, cow's milk and rice milk was there. And it was because it was the most hypoallergenic. So it was one that was used often and people who had really severe allergies. We would have used it on occasion, but really that was it. Mm-hmm. And coconut milk is one that is kind of, it's more recently used kind of in terms of, you'll see in your coffee shops and different ones like that, and it's suitable for people with nut allergies, but it's, whereas almond milk isn't.
Okay.
And you see oat milk, you have to be careful because it's not always guaranteed gluten-free if somebody is celiac. So there's like other factors. I'm probably confusing this more now.
Not at all. You said earlier on about a lot of people opt for these alternatives for environmental reasons. Is there validation in that?
Like oat milk is probably the most environmentally friendly milk.
Okay.
Then you have cows. Like almond milk is probably the least. Like it takes something like, there's a huge amount of water for every almond grown. Like that's actually not environmentally friendly.
Okay.
And I think that's quite well established
and
now.
And probably has to fly on an airplane.
There's not many almonds growing around here.
Exactly.
They're kind of, I think that's a misperception out there. Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about goat's milk. And how does goat's milk and cow's milk differ?
A random fact is goat's milk tends to be whiter in colour because goats are more efficient at converting carotene into vitamin A.
Okay.
So it's like a little random fact.
Okay.
Nutritionally, not a huge amount of difference. Marginally less lactose. So sometimes for people who are sensitive to lactose, they might find they're able to tolerate goat's milk better than cow's milk. So it's one of those ones that we might use for people who might have potentially mild intolerances. But otherwise, again, not huge differences. Like we'll have its calcium, we'll have its other vitamins and minerals in it.
Can people develop an intolerance? My husband is convinced he has this intolerance to milk now because it doesn't, every time he has it, he says it doesn't really agree with him or whatever. But he never had it as a kid. Can you develop
it? It's hard to know. I mean, we have somebody in our house who's lactose free, and she cannot have it. She just can't. So like we always have lactose free milk. So I think often with that, if somebody is like, you can be intolerant to a carbohydrate or allergic to a protein. So it depends on the reaction you're having, but it's no harm sometimes if somebody feels like that to try lactose free milk.
So you have lactose free milk in your house and not the oat milk for person.
Yeah, okay. Because I protein, calcium, I'm a dietitian.
Yeah,
I like
has all the stuff
has
in
to
there.
Get all tick all the boxes.
So the milk you would recommend, if you don't have any allergies or anything like that.
Yeah, there's no reason to avoid it or no personal preference or taste or anything like that. Just go with cow's milk. The second one we nutritionally would go for would be soya milk. And then if you go for the milk alternatives like the rice, the oat, of all of those, you have to really make sure you shake them well before you use them because calcium actually kind of sticks to protein molecules. So in soya milk and cow's milk, the calcium is evenly distributed throughout the milk. Whereas in the other ones, because they're higher water content, the calcium will be at the bottom of the of the carton. So you've got to shake it really well to get the calcium distributed.
I'm going to try the lactose-free milk as well. Yeah. Because obviously he'd be lacking in the protein, all the nutrients.
Yeah, and the iodine as well.
And the iodine. What, the advantages of iodine as well?
So it's for cognitive function.
Wow, okay. Yeah, he does walk into walls in the morning. And yeah, he could do a bit of that.
And thyroid.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Okay, so cow's milk, preferably.
Yes.
Even the lactose-free.
Yeah, if you have no problems, go with your cow's milk. If you want to go, if you're going plant-based diet or you have some issues, you might try the soya milk. And then if not, then it comes down to taste, I think.
Okay.
And then just be careful.
How does one test? Do you go to your GP? Is there a regular test?
No, I mean, to be honest with you, lactose intolerance, you can do, there's two, you can do like a breath test or you can do a biopsy, but really trial and error. So, you know, you would take it out and then try small quantities. We do actually like 125 mils one day, 250 the next day, and just kind of see how the tummy is.
And see how you go.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for popping in. Really interesting stuff. There we go. Aveen Bannon, a registered dietitian who set up and runs the Dublin Nutrition Centre. Do you have a website or anything like that?
Yes, www.dnc.ie.
Excellent stuff.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.